So what is the difference between discouragement and depression? Have you ever thought about that, or wondered if there's different kinds of negative feelings, heavy negative feelings? Well, maybe it doesn't matter, because they both suck. it's not fun to be discouraged, and it's not fun to be depressed. But it can be helpful to differentiate between the two. I would describe depression as when it's a great deal of something is low inside of me. It's a state of being inside of me, both physiologically and neurologically and mentally. So you've got the body that has conditions and situations going on chemically, physically, on the cellular level. And then those changes or those states are registered through the nervous system. The nervous system is touching every part of the body, and so it reads that information coming from the body in different places. It sends that information up into the brain. The brain starts processing that through different parts of the brain and different levels of cognition processing. And then some of those are kicked up. Some of that is kicked up into consciousness. Then it becomes, well, some of it becomes feelings that we have, which we may register emotionally. We may call those emotions. And then those emotions, those feelings from the body, and then those emotions are things that want to trigger action, urging us to act. Emotion, urging us into motion. And those things then can trigger a cascade of thoughts, actual ideas or discussions in our head, or pictures or images or memories. So now we're interacting with what we think is real life, what really is just kind of the tip of the iceberg of a whole cascade of physiological and neurological information and impulses going through the body. So depression is when I've got a lot of that stuff happening inside of my body, and that can be caused at any level of that process. I could have a body that's fighting illness or extremely fatigued on the cellular level. I could be poisoned in a way. I could have basically bad food, bad chemicals into my body, breathing bad air, drank bad water, literally food poisoning, or just eating poor nutrition, poor food supply, where I have a lot of toxins coming into my system and my body is just, it's hurting, it's stressed because of, quite simply, nutrition or lack of it, or toxins coming into the system. It could be that fundamental. And then my body will register this state of distress, and then my nervous system will pick up on this, send that up into the brain. The brain will trigger emotions, urging to motion, or some sort of response to that, some sort of defensive response, protective response. And then I can start to have thoughts, you know, that have been triggered by that. And the thoughts may or may not actually have anything to do with the thing that's really bothering me, that's really making me depressed. So it could be physiological on that. I could just not have slept enough. I could have a narrative going on where I am interacting with things outside, or relationships or situations in business or personal life or whatever, and my narrative is such that not only am I mentally discouraged, but my body is starting to respond to that and go into either a fight or flight mode, or even a shutdown mode, where it's wanting to conserve energy and reduce my motion and my activity. And that is a form of physiological depression. So there's a lot internally that could go on. It could be on the mental level, it could be on the neurological level, it could be on the visceral level, the body state deep inside my body, my muscles, my tissues, my organs. And depression is it's more of a substantial thing. It involves, I believe, the physical, the neural, and the mental. And so pulling out of depression requires an intervention in at least one of those that leads to a shift in the others. It may even require intervention in multiple areas, mental, neural, and physical, cellular level. So it could be there where and it takes more time and it takes a little more effort to deal with it. The discouragement, on the other hand, I partly want to use the words like that as if it's more superficial than depression, although that's probably not totally accurate. I think of discouragement more as something that happens really on that mental level, on that cognitive level, the conscious level, where I'm now facing a situation which could still be physical, could still be with my body, but I'm now viewing a situation and I'm looking at it from a certain perspective, and I have only certain information about the situation I'm facing. And my narrative is such that I just am seeing negative, 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 and I don't see a way forward. I don't feel very much hope that there's a way out of this, or a pleasant or favorable way out of this situation. So I have situations in my personal life and parenting right now that are challenging. And sometimes, although they're challenging, sometimes they tip over into the side of being discouraging, because something happened, something changed in that situation, and now I can't quite see a solution, or I can't see a way out, or it looks like it's getting worse instead of getting better, and I'm concerned either for our family or for this person. And I can be discouraged in that way. I could obviously, I'm a business owner, it's a small business, we have a nice presence, but we're not that big and we're not powerful. And there's a lot of circumstances that we're vulnerable to. It's the local market, the international market, tourism. It's hard to find pool space. We teach a very particular thing that maybe only a certain small percent of people in our community and our society want. But we feel very passionate about delivering that. And, just like the weather changes, one day it's sunny, the next day the wind is blowing and the weather sets in, and those things that we can't control. Well, that's the way it feels like in business. There's times where some bad news comes for a day, little situations, big situations, but they blow through. You know, maybe they're there for a few days or weeks. And then there's other situations that they just... We're wondering, instead of it, is it just a bad weather pattern? Is this just a bad climate change? Is the whole market shifting? Is, you know, for example, in living in Turkey, I had a good thing going. I was teaching these swim camps. I was traveling around. But then regionally, the crisis in Syria and other Arab countries, and then some political things with Turkey itself, just started increasing the perceived danger level of being in that country and being around there. So people didn't want to come, tourists didn't want to come visit Turkey anymore. So then my numbers in camp started to diminish. I'm sure that's not the only reason, but I imagine that to be a major reason why business kind of dropped significantly. And it wasn't merely a temporary thing. It's been going on for like 6 years now. Tourism has been depressed there, and so now I'm just holding on to a couple of camps where I was doing six of them in a year, now I'm just doing two. So at least I still have those two going, but it's been discouraging because I don't control those political situations, and I don't know how long they're going to last. I understand it to be quite safe for us to do the activities we're doing, but I also respect and understand people's perceptions of a country they don't know much about, they've rarely been to, or if ever, and it's just not comfortable going there if they have other alternatives. So I understand that. So it's been discouraging to see wonderful opportunities that could be there not happening because of this bigger regional crisis. And so that's an example of being discouraged. Well, so I put my effort into other areas. I started a camp in the Caribbean, and I'm, you know, looking to build other activities to kind of make up for that. But nonetheless, this discouragement comes, and I've got to face that. The thing is, discouragement is something that I've learned that it will pass, and it's often, discouragement is often a result of a faulty or a limited perception. My viewpoint is very limited on the situation, and therefore I will feel discouraged about what's going on. And if I can talk with others, or if I can read or listen, or if I can think about this situation from a different viewpoint, or as I like to say, rise up and look at it from a different level, different scale, I can either zoom in to look at finer details, or I can zoom out to take in more expansive view of a situation, and then I'll see it differently, and then I'll often be able to shift my regard for that situation. So in one way it looks discouraging, but if I zoom out, or if I look at it from another viewpoint, I'll say, oh, well, actually I might be shut down here, but it urges me to look at this opportunity over there. And maybe it's just time for me to shift what I do or what I focus on. So I'll use that in that attitude, that approach to a discouraging situation, to search after a more positive response to it. So if this thing that I really wanted to happen, let's say I wanted to have lots of camps going in Turkey, isn't working out, well, let's set up camps somewhere else. There are other beautiful places in the world, and there's people that live closer to those places, and they'd be happy if we would create events that were closer to them and make it more affordable, more reasonable for them to visit. So discouragement is something that I can deal with on a cognitive level a lot easier than I can deal with depression. Depression could still benefit, will often benefit from a change of perspective and a different viewpoint, but it's usually not always does that help, and it's usually not enough alone. And so this is where I'm also very cautious about who I go to and who I open my privacy to when I'm feeling depressed, because it takes discernment to know, it takes discernment for that friend, or for me being a friend to someone else, to know, is this person just facing discouragement and they could use some cognitive therapy? We could talk through this and see it differently. Or is this person facing depression and they need a much more gentle, a much more sensitive, and a much more in-depth or thorough intervention to help them pull out of it, one that's going to take more time and more patience as well. So you don't just walk up to a depressed person and say, hey, be happy, what's there to be discouraged about? No, because there's stuff going on a physiological level, on a cellular level, and those don't turn off or on with a switch. They don't turn off or on with a smile. They don't turn off or on with a little bit of pep talk. So that needs more. I've written some blogs about depression, about dealing with depression and talking about it comes, and I generally can stay on top of it. I have a fairly strong, skilled response to it. I can keep it at bay, but when there's more stressors in life, when there's more life stresses going on, they actually have a psychological index for these things that they can quantify. The amount of stress in your life, which can both be internal and external circumstances. And the more there is there, that's just the more vulnerable a person is going to become to depression. It's just kind of the way it is, because your body is feeling the burden of that stress. So, you know, my life the last 3 years, particularly moving back to America and having to rebuild business, it's been more stressful on a lot of fronts, a lot of life changes happening in many different levels. So it's been more vulnerable to depression, and I've had to work harder and up my game in how I deal with it. And I just wanted to kind of say at the end of this podcast here that, you know, getting into the pool for a good swim, a swim that kind of makes me work well, work deeply to get to a level of fatigue, whether it's kind of through speed work or it's just distance swimming, that really does me good. Or it could be going out for a run. Running is also good for me. I had a good swim this morning. I had a longer run yesterday in the cold air, and it helped kind of turn the tide in the feelings that I was having, that I've been having the last couple days. I would enter that time, that run or that swim, feeling discouraged or feeling depressed. And over the course of that hour or more of the vigorous activity, I can feel my body chemistry changing. Okay, that's what I want to point out to you. It's so obvious to notice when you're working hard that your body chemistry is changing. You're touching your body on a cellular level and causing the fluids and the substances and the hormones and the energy and the waste products and all of the substances in your body to swirl around and swish and flow and flush out, and it's pumping, moving stuff through the body, and that is just like sweeping the house or taking a vacuum to it or opening up the windows to let fresh air blow through. It really, really helps. It's a really bad sign if you're so depressed and you won't get yourself up and out the door to go swim or run or do some sort of vigorous physical activity. It could be raking leaves outside or walking to the market that's a couple clicks away instead of taking the car. I like chopping wood, or sometimes I'll just start organizing something, some part of the house, something that just gets my body moving and even into the brain, into the neural connections in my brain, it gets those pumping. It's like it really does good. So whether I'm facing discouragement or depression, that flushing on so many levels in the body is therapy. It's self-help, it's self-rescue in those moments. Now, in depression, I appreciate vigorous exercise because it is literally on the deep body level, the physical level. It's changing the state, it's altering the state, and I'm spending energy of one kind to gain energy of another that I really need. And that will, if depression is even really bad, that'll buy me some hours, if not a day or more. So that's really helpful. If I'm just facing discouragement and my perspective is off, it's also very interesting to me and very encouraging to me that I'll get in the pool, as I did this morning, and just as I started swimming, it's like I'll be thinking about the situation, and it's almost like the energy that's flowing through me shifts my thinking into a more positive direction. And that's always the case. Sometimes I'll be getting more frustrated with something, but I feel like it pushing me in a direction of more decisiveness, which is helpful. So even if I'm thinking more negative, it's like, you know what? I got to take action on this. I just realized this situation sucks and I just should not be sitting around. I need to get myself out of this situation, or I need to fix it. So it'll push me in a direction of feeling like I need to take action. And that can be usually helpful. But as the case was today, I'm swimming along and I start feeling energy pump into the vision that I need to work on. And I started getting ideas, and I'm picturing doing this and that and taking care of certain tasks. and the images were starting to come into mind and phrases that I needed to hold on to. And it was just so therapeutic for me to be swimming vigorously for over an hour. And I've come out of that time like, all right, I'm ready to face the situation instead of just sit there feeling discouraged and afraid of taking action, feeling indecisive. So that's just a little testimony for you today of what I've been experiencing, and a discussion of the difference between discouragement and depression, and hopefully give you some ideas for how you could notice the difference between the two and how you could respond to those in a way more appropriate to the situation you really face. If you're discouraged, it could help to go talk to somebody and just talk through and get different ideas and get it more information. But if you're feeling something more on the level of depression, then be a little bit more careful about who you go to, somebody that really could recognize and have compassion and some empathy for what you're feeling. And they're gonna, and hopefully that person would be wise about how they advise you or encourage you or try to help you out of your depression. Sometimes just somebody being patient and sitting with you and quiet with you, and just a person you can feel safe with, and even if they, even better, a person you can just be with and feel safe with, and they're not going to try to fix you. Often that alone is just therapeutic, isn't it? Being with a safe person who just accepts you as you are and is just going to let you rest for a while in their presence. That could be a really good thing too. So if you were depressed and you were with me, I would be that person for you. I would like to be. So, because I understand. Anyways, I love you, and I'm just wanted to encourage you with that. And I look forward to talking with you next time on the next podcast.